The gorilla experiment is a perfect demonstration that we normally only focus on what we're looking for and don't see outside it. So we sometimes miss really important discoveries which are right in front of us. We just don't see them. That's why when something is invented, people often say, "Why didn't anybody think of that before?" Well, they didn't because they didn't think creatively.
Dr. Wiseman gives some examples of people who he says are creative thinkers, doesn't he?
Yes. People like the man who invented post-it notes. He was actually trying to develop a really strong kind of glue, but he could only manage to make a very weak one. But instead of just thinking, "Oh, that's no good," he actually thought of a way of using the weak glue to make post-it notes. Notes that would stick to something, but not too much. Or the man who set up IKEA, the furniture company. I mean, for years, people had been wanting cheap furniture that was well designed, but nobody did it. Or the idea of cheap air travel. People just accepted that it was impossible. But then somebody said, "It is possible and I'm going to do it." And that's how we got low-cost airlines like EasyJet.
Can we make ourselves creative thinkers?
Yes. Dr. Wiseman has lots of tips on how we can become more creative. One of the things he recommends is to try to do the opposite of what you normally do. For example, he told a group of journalists to try to think of articles that nobody would find interesting. He said that from that, possibly a brilliant idea for something interesting will come up. His book is full of tips. It's really worth reading.
Has he had any eureka moments himself?
Yes, actually. He's thought up a great idea for book lovers. His idea is to print a book which contains the first chapters of 15 other different books. This book has a book token in the back, a voucher that you can use to buy another book. The idea is that you read the beginnings and then choose which book you want to read more of and buy it with the book token.
What a great idea! That's creative thinking for you.